Welcome to the Wild Heart Meditation Center podcast. It is our intention to continue offering these audio recordings free of charge. However, if you would like to donate to support our cause in keeping our facility open in Nashville, you can do so via the Venmo app by sending a donation to @WildHeartNashville, or you can find us online at our website, wildheartmeditationcenter.org, and click the donate tab. We hope to see you soon and enjoy.
Translation of the Satipatthana Sutta found in Satipatthana Sutta, The Direct Path to Realization by Bhikkhu Anālayo. Thus I have heard, on one occasion the Blessed One was living in the Kuru country at a town of the Kurus named Kamasadama. There he addressed the monks thus, "Monks, Venerable Sir," they replied, "the Blessed One said this, direct path. Monks, this is the direct path for the purification of beings, for the surmounting of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of dukkha and discontent, for acquiring the true method for the realization of nibbana, namely the four satipatthanas." Definition. What are the four? Here, monks, in regard to the body, a monk abides contemplating the body, diligent, clearly knowing, and mindful, free from the desires and discontent in regard to the world. In regard to feelings, he abides contemplating feelings, diligent, clearly knowing, and mindful, free from desires and discontent in regard to the world. In regard to the mind, he abides contemplating the mind, diligent, clearly knowing, and mindful, free from desires and discontent in regard to the world. In regard to dhammas, he abides contemplating dhammas, diligent, clearly knowing, and mindful, free from desires and discontent in regard to the world. Breathing. And how, monks, does he, in regard to the body, abide contemplating the body? Here, gone to the forest, or to the root of a tree, or to an empty hut, he sits down, having folded his legs crosswise, set his body erect, and established mindfulness in front of him. Mindful he breathes in, mindful he breathes out. Breathing in long, he knows, I breathe in long. Breathing out long, he knows, I breathe out long. Breathing in short, he knows, I breathe in short. Breathing out short, he knows, I breathe out short. He trains thus, I shall breathe in experiencing the whole body. He trains thus, I shall breathe out experiencing the whole body. He trains thus, I shall breathe in calming the bodily formation. He trains thus, I shall breathe out calming the bodily formation. Just as a skilled turner or his apprentice, when making a long turn, knows, I make a long turn. Or when making a short turn, knows, I make a short turn. So too, breathing in long, he knows, I breathe in long. Continue as before. Refrain. In this way, in regard to the body, he abides contemplating the body internally, or he abides contemplating the body externally, or he abides contemplating the body both internally and externally. He abides contemplating the nature of arising in the body, or he abides contemplating the nature of passing away in the body, or he abides contemplating the nature of both arising and passing away in the body. Mindfulness that there is a body is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness, and he abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That is how, in regard to the body, he abides contemplating the body. Postures. Again, monks, when walking, he knows I am walking. When standing, he knows I am standing. When sitting, he knows I am sitting. When lying down, he knows I am lying down. Or he knows accordingly however his body is disposed. Refrain. In this way, in regard to the body, he abides contemplating the body internally, externally, both internally and externally. He abides contemplating the nature of arising, of passing away, of both arising and passing away in the body. Mindfulness that there is a body is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness. And he abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That too is how, in regard to the body, he abides contemplating the body. Activities. Again, monks, when going forward and returning, he acts clearly knowing. When looking ahead and looking away, he acts clearly knowing. When flexing and extending his limbs, he acts clearly knowing. When wearing his robes and carrying his outer robe and bowl, he acts clearly knowing. When eating, drinking, consuming food, and tasting, he acts clearly knowing. When defecating and urinating, he acts clearly knowing. When walking, standing, sitting, falling asleep, waking up, talking, and keeping silent, he acts clearly knowing. Refrain. In this way, in regard to the body, he abides contemplating the body, internally, externally, both internally and externally. He abides contemplating the nature of arising, of passing away, of both arising and passing away in the body. Mindfulness that there is a body is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness, and he abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That too is how, in regard to the body, he abides contemplating the body. Anatomical parts. Again, monks, he reviews the same body up from the soles of the feet and down from the top of the hair, enclosed by skin, as full of many kinds of impurity, thus. In this body there are head hairs, body hairs, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, sinews, bones, bone marrow, kidneys, heart, liver, diaphragm, spleen, lungs, bowels, mesentery, contents of the stomach, feces, bile, phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, fat, tears, grease, spittle, snot, oil of the joints, and urine. Just as though there were a bag with an opening at both ends full of many sorts of grain, such as hill rice, red rice, beans, peas, millet, and white rice, and a man with good eyes were to open it and review it thus. This is hill rice. This is red rice. These are beans. These are peas. This is millet. Thus is white rice. So too he reviews this same body. Continue as before. Refrain. In this way, in regard to the body, he abides contemplating the body, internally, externally, both internally and externally. He abides contemplating the nature of arising, of passing away, of both arising and passing away in the body. Mindfulness that there is a body is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness. He abides independently, not clinging to anything in the world. That too is how, in regard to the body, he abides contemplating the body. Elements. Again, monks, he reviews this same body, however it is placed, however disposed, as consisting of elements thus. In this body, there are the earth element, the water element, the fire element, and the air element. Just as though a skilled butcher or his apprentice had killed a cow and was seated at a crossroads with it, cut up into pieces, so too he reviews the same body. Continue as before. Refrain. In this way, in regard to the body, he abides contemplating the body internally, externally, both internally and externally. He abides contemplating the nature of arising, of passing away, of both arising and passing away in the body. Mindfulness that there is a body is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness. And he abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That too is how, in regard to the body, he abides contemplating the body. Corpse in decay. Again, monks, as though he were to see a corpse thrown aside in a charnel ground, 1, 2, or 3 days dead, bloated, livid, and oozing matter, being devoured by crows, hawks, vultures, dogs, jackals, or various kinds of worms, a skeleton with flesh and blood, held together with sinews, a fleshless skeleton smeared with blood, held together with sinews, a skeleton without flesh and blood, held together with sinews, disconnected bones, scattered in all directions, bones bleached white, the color of shells, bones heaped up, more than a year old, bones rotten and crumbling to dust. He compares this same body with it thus. This body, too, is of the same nature. It will be like that. It is not exempt from that fate. Refrain. In this way, in regard to the body, he abides contemplating the body, internally, externally, both internally and externally. He abides contemplating the nature of arising, of passing away, of both arising and passing away in the body. Mindfulness that there is a body is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness, and he abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That too is how, in regard to the body, he abides contemplating the body. Feelings. And how, monks, does he, in regard to feelings, abide contemplating feelings? Here, when feeling a pleasant feeling, he knows, I feel a pleasant feeling. When feeling an unpleasant feeling, he knows, I feel an unpleasant feeling. When feeling a neutral feeling, he knows, I feel a neutral feeling. When feeling a worldly pleasant feeling, he knows, I feel a worldly pleasant feeling. When feeling an unworldly pleasant feeling, he knows, I feel an unworldly pleasant feeling. When feeling a worldly unpleasant feeling, he knows, I feel a worldly unpleasant feeling. When feeling an unworldly unpleasant feeling, he knows, I feel an unworldly unpleasant feeling. When feeling a worldly neutral feeling, he knows, I feel a worldly neutral feeling. When feeling an unworldly neutral feeling, he knows, I feel an unworldly neutral feeling. Refrain. In this way, in regard to feelings, he abides contemplating feelings internally, externally, internally and externally. He abides contemplating the nature of arising, of passing away, of both arising and passing away in feelings. Mindfulness that there is feeling is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness, and he abides independently, not clinging to anything in the world. That is how, in regard to feelings, he abides contemplating feelings. Mind. And how, monks, does he, in regard to the mind, abide contemplating the mind? Here he knows a lustful mind to be lustful, and a mind without lust to be without lust. He knows an angry mind to be angry, and a mind without anger to be without anger. He knows a deluded mind to be deluded, and a mind without delusion to be without delusion. He knows a contracted mind to be contracted, and a distracted mind to be distracted. He knows a great mind to be great, and a narrow mind to be narrow. He knows a surpassable mind to be surpassable, and an unsurpassable mind to be unsurpassable. He knows a concentrated mind to be concentrated, and an unconcentrated mind to be unconcentrated. He knows a liberated mind to be liberated, and an unliberated mind to be unliberated. Refrain. In this way, in regard to the mind, he abides contemplating the mind internally, externally, internally and externally. He abides contemplating the nature of arising, of passing away, of both arising and passing away in regard to the mind. Mindfulness that there is a mind is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness. And he abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That is how, in regard to the mind, he abides contemplating the mind. Hindrances. And how, monks, does he, in regard to dhammas, abide contemplating dhammas? Here, in regard to Dhammas, he abides contemplating Dhammas in terms of the five hindrances. And how does he, in regard to Dhammas, abide contemplating Dhammas in terms of the five hindrances? If sensual desire is present in him, he knows, there is sensual desire in me. If sensual desire is not present in him, he knows, there is no sensual desire in me. And he knows how unarisen sensual desire can arise, how arisen sensual desire can be removed, and how a future arising of the removed sensual desire can be prevented. If aversion is present in him, he knows, there is aversion in me. If aversion is not present in him, he knows, there is no aversion in me. And he knows how unarisen aversion can arise, how arisen aversion can be removed, and how a future arising of the removed aversion can be prevented. If sloth and torpor is present in him, he knows, there is sloth and torpor in me. If sloth and torpor is not present in him, he knows, there is no sloth and torpor in me. And he knows how unarisen sloth and torpor can arise, how arisen sloth and torpor can be removed, and how future arising of the removed sloth and torpor can be prevented. If restlessness and worry is present in him, he knows, there is restlessness and worry in me. If restlessness and worry is not present in him, he knows, there is no restlessness and worry in me. And he knows how unarisen restlessness and worry can arise, how arisen restlessness and worry can be removed, and how a future arising of the removed restlessness and worry can be prevented. If doubt is present in him, he knows, there is doubt in me. If doubt is not present in him, he knows, there is no doubt in me. And he knows how unarisen doubt can arise, how arisen doubt can be removed, and how a future arising of the removed doubt can be prevented. Refrain. In this way, in regard to Dhammas, he abides contemplating Dhammas internally and externally. He abides contemplating the nature of arising, of passing away, of both arising and passing away in Dhammas. Mindfulness that there are Dhammas is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness, and he abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That is how, in regard to Dhammas, he abides contemplating Dhammas in terms of the five hindrances. Aggregates. Again, monks, in regard to Dhammas, he abides contemplating Dhammas in terms of the five aggregates of clinging. And how does he, in regard to Dhammas, abide contemplating Dhammas in terms of the five aggregates of clinging? Here he knows, such is material form, such its arising, such its passing away, such is feeling, such its arising, such its passing away, such its cognition, such its arising, such its passing away, such are volitions, such their arising, such their passing away, such is consciousness, such is arising, such its passing away. Refrain. In this way, in regard to Dhammas, he abides contemplating Dhammas internally, externally and externally. He abides contemplating the nature of arising, of passing away, of both arising and passing away in Dhammas. Mindfulness that there are Dhammas is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness, and he abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That is how, in regard to Dhammas, he abides contemplating Dhammas in terms of the five aggregates of clinging. Sense spheres. Again, monks, in regard to Dhammas, he abides contemplating Dhammas in terms of the six internal and external sense spheres. And how does he, in regard to Dhammas, abide contemplating Dhammas in terms of the six internal and external sense spheres? Here he knows the eye. He knows forms. And he knows the fetter that can arise dependent on both. And he also knows how an unarisen fetter can arise, how an arisen fetter can be removed, and how a future arising of the removed fetter can be prevented. He knows the ear. He knows sounds. And he knows the fetter that arises dependent on both. And he also knows how an unarisen fetter can arise, how an arisen fetter can be removed, and how a future arising of the removed fetter can be prevented. He knows the nose. He knows odors. And he knows the fetter that arises dependent on both. And he also knows how an unarisen fetter can arise, how an arisen fetter can be removed, and how a future arising of the removed fetter can be prevented. He knows the tongue. He knows flavors. And he knows the fetter that arises dependent on both. And he also knows how an unarisen fetter can arise, how an arisen fetter can be removed, and how a future arising of the removed fetter can be prevented. He knows the body. He knows tangibles. And he knows the fetter that arises dependent on both. And he also knows how an unarisen fetter can arise, how an arisen fetter can be removed, and how a future arising of the removed fetter can be prevented. He knows the mind. He knows mind objects. And he knows the fetter that arises dependent on both. And he also knows how an unarisen fetter can arise, how an arisen fetter can be removed, and how a future arising of the removed fetter can be prevented. Refrain. In this way, in regard to Damas, he abides contemplating Damas internally, externally, internally and externally. He abides contemplating the nature of arising, of passing away, of both arising and passing away in Damas. Mindfulness that there are Dhammas is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness. And he abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That is how, in regard to Dhammas, he abides contemplating Dhammas in terms of the six internal and external sense spheres. Awakening factors. Again, monks, in regard to Dhammas, he abides contemplating Dhammas in terms of the seven awakening factors. And how does he, in regard to Dhammas, abide contemplating Dhammas in terms of the seven awakening factors? Here, if the mindfulness awakening factor is present in him, he knows there is the mindfulness awakening factor in me. If the mindfulness awakening factor is not present in him, he knows there is no mindfulness awakening factor in me. He knows how the unarisen mindfulness awakening factor can arise, and how the arisen mindfulness awakening factor can be perfected by development. If the investigation of Dhammas awakening factor is present in him, he knows there is the investigation of Dhammas awakening factor in me. If the investigation of Dhammas awakening factor is not present in him, he knows there is no investigation of Dhammas awakening factor in me. He knows how the unarisen investigation of Dhammas awakening factor can arise, and how the arisen investigation of Dhammas awakening factor can be perfected by development. If the energy awakening factor is present in him, he knows there is the energy awakening factor in me. If the energy awakening factor is not present in him, he knows there is no energy awakening factor in me. He knows how the unarisen energy awakening factor can arise, and how the arisen energy awakening factor can be perfected by development. If the joy awakening factor is present in him, he knows there is the joy awakening factor in me. If the joy awakening factor is not present in him, he knows there is no joy awakening factor in me. He knows how the unarisen joy awakening factor can arise, and how the arisen joy awakening factor can be perfected by development. If the tranquility awakening factor is present in him, he knows there is the tranquility awakening factor in me. If the tranquility awakening factor is not present in him, he knows there is no tranquility awakening factor in me. He knows how the unarisen tranquility awakening factor can arise, and how the arisen tranquility awakening factor can be perfected by development. If the concentration awakening factor is present in him, he knows there is the concentration awakening factor in me. If the concentration awakening factor is not present in him, he knows, there is no concentration awakening factor in me. He knows how the unarisen concentration awakening factor can arise, and how the arisen concentration awakening factor can be perfected by development. If the equanimity awakening factor is present in him, he knows, there is the equanimity awakening factor in me. If the equanimity awakening factor is not present in him, he knows, there is no equanimity awakening factor in me. He knows how the unarisen equanimity awakening factor can arise, and how the arisen equanimity awakening factor can be perfected by development. Refrain. In this way, in regard to dhammas, he abides contemplating dhammas internally, externally, internally and externally. He abides contemplating the nature of arising, of passing away, of both arising and passing away in dhammas. Mindfulness that there are dhammas is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness. And he abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That is how, in regard to dhammas, he abides contemplating dhammas in terms of the seven awakening factors. Noble Truths. Again, monks, in regard to dhammas, he abides contemplating dhammas in terms of the four noble truths. And how does he, in regard to dhammas, abide contemplating dhammas in terms of the four noble truths? Here, he knows as it really is, this is dukkha. He knows as it really is, this is the arising of dukkha. He knows as it really is, this is the cessation of dukkha. He knows as it really is, this is the way leading to the cessation of dukkha. Refrain. In this way, in regard to dhammas, he abides contemplating dhammas internally and externally. He abides contemplating the nature of arising, of passing away, of both arising and passing away in dhammas. Mindfulness that there are dhammas is established in him to the extent necessary for bare knowledge and continuous mindfulness. And he abides independent, not clinging to anything in the world. That is how, in regard to dhammas, he abides contemplating dhammas in terms of the four noble truths. Prediction. Monks, if anyone should develop these four satipatthanas in such a way for 7 years, one of two fruits could be expected for him. Either final knowledge here and now, or, if there is a trace of clinging left, non-returning. Let alone 7 years, 6 years, 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, 7 months, 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, 3 months, 2 months, 1 month, half a month. If anyone should develop these four satipatthanas in such a way for 7 days, one of two fruits could be expected for him. Either final knowledge here and now, or, if there is a trace of clinging left, non-returning. So it was with reference to this that it was said. Direct path. Monks, this is the direct path for the purification of beings, for the surmounting of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of dukkha and discontent, for acquiring the true method for the realization of nibbana, namely, the four satipatthanas. That is what the Blessed One said. The monks were satisfied and delighted in the Blessed One's words.